When we are tested, will our faith endure? February 20th. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And God said to Noah that he and his wife, and his sons and their wives, should come into the ark. You see how few there were who would believe the message of heaven, the word of God, and thus be saved from the waters of the flood. The consequences of the transgression of God's law were evidenced upon the population and upon the earth. Violence and corruption were prevailing everywhere. But the time came when there was a singular sight witnessed by the inhabitants of the Noahic world. Those who had laughed and scoffed and derided Noah now could see that something was taking place that was wonderful. There were seen coming, through the forest and from every quarter, animals, two by two, making their way to the ark. These animals were obedient to the commandments of God, but humans were disobedient. Then there was seen, like a dark cloud in the heavens, the fowls of the air flocking to that ark, and saw at that moment this made an impression upon their minds. But as they spent time with one another, in their unbelief and corruption they put it away from their minds. Then the commandment was given for Noah and his family to enter the ark. The probation for the inhabitants of the Noahic world was ended. Noah went into the ark and there was seen a bright light, an angel of heaven came and shut the massive door. Noah and his family were shut into the ark and the unrighteous were shut out. The mercy of God was withdrawn from that polluted and corrupt generation. It was a tremendous test brought to bear upon Noah and his family. They were shut in that ark for 7 days, and yet no rain came. The jeers and scoffs and triumphs of their enemies seemed complete. But as soon as the 7 days were ended, there began to come in the dark and heavy clouds such as they had never seen before. The clouds increased in blackness, and the rain began to fall from them. Up to this time there had never been any rain, but a mist had arisen and watered the earth. For this very reason the people had taken occasion to triumph. But the rain continued to fall, and then there were some serious thoughts. But in order to put these reflections away from them, they went still deeper into their iniquity, and they earnestly looked to see if there was not some evidence that the clouds were rolling back, but there was none. The rain increased until it came in torrents.